Today, I'd like to share with you the practice of Samatha and Vipassana. I know most of you engage in Vipassana practice. I'm not so familiar with Samatha practice. Okay. In the teaching of the Buddha, there are two types of meditation. One is called Samatha, concentration practice. Another one is called Vipassana, insight meditation. According to Visuddhimagga, the path of purification, there are 40 meditation subjects to develop concentration. Two types of concentration. One is called Upachara Samadhi, neighborhood concentration. Another one is called Appanna Samadhi, absorption concentration. Now today, Anapanasati leads to absorption concentration, up to fourth jhana concentration. Four elements meditation leads to only Upachara Samadhi, neighborhood concentration. So a kasina, all the 10 kasina, leads to 4 jhana. And skeleton meditation leads to only 1st jhana. So different types of meditation leads to different type of different stages of jhana. Okay. And among all the 24, among all the 40 types of meditation, Anapanasati is the most easy to practice. Why? Because we are breathing all the time. We are breathing 24 hours. You just pay attention on the breath. And the instruction also very short, precise, short. If you follow the instruction closely, nothing, no danger will happen to you. Okay. So, here I would explain it a bit again, Anapanasati, because some of you came late this morning. So, Anapanasati, the object is in-breath and out-breath. Every meditation subject has its own object. Anapanasati only one, in-breath and out-breath. And to develop concentration, deeper concentration, you should not move the mind up to the head or down to the abdomen. You should keep your attention under the nostril all the times. If you move your mind up and down, how can you develop deep concentration? How can you develop one-pointedness of the mind? So you must keep your mind at one place in order to develop one-pointedness of mind. Ekagata, ekagata. So the yogis start breathing in, breathing. There are four stages. Number one is breathing in, breathing out. When the mind can settle down on the breath, then you go to the second stage. It's called long and short of the breath. Sometimes you take a longer time to finish the in-breath. It's called long in-breath. Sometimes you take a longer time to finish the out-breath. This is called long out-breath. Sometimes you take a shorter time to finish the in-breath. This is called short in-breath. Sometimes you take a shorter time to finish the out-breath. This is called short out-breath. You must know it. Just in, out, not enough to develop sharper mindfulness. Then the third stage, you must aware the whole breath body according to Anapanasati Sutta. You must aware the whole breath body. It means you must aware the beginning, middle and the end of the breath. but remain keeping your attention under the nose tree at all times. Although you're aware, beginning, middle, and end, but your attention must be under the nose tree. Okay? And if you can follow the beginning, middle, and the end of the breath, your mind will become more and more quiet, more and more subtle. And the breath also become more and more subtle. For other meditation subjects, for example, 32 parts of the body, head hair, body hair, or skeleton, the object will become clearer and clearer. But for anapanasati, the breath will become subtle and subtle and subtle until you cannot feel the breath at all. Everybody experienced that. If you cannot feel the breath, it's okay, keep your attention under the nostril where you previously placed your attention. You keep your attention there, then strengthen your mindfulness, then the breath will come back to you again. Okay? So if your breath still remain very gross, then you cannot develop good concentration. Only when your breath becomes very, very subtle, very refined, then your concentration goes very deep. So if your breath becomes subtle and refined, don't try to make your breath become gross again. So this is the third stage. For somebody, if they can concentrate on the breath for 45 minutes continuously without a break, then the light will appear. Now the light. Light and nimitta is different thing. Nimitta is called sign of concentration. The light, but usually the light appear first. Appear in front, above, is sideways, you know. And usually when the light appear, it lasts only for a few seconds. It won't last long. Why? Because your concentration is not deep yet. So the light does not last long. First, it comes and just greets you. Hello, I'm here. So you forget it. Don't bother. Remain concentrated on your breath. If you don't bother about the light, you don't care about the light, and you remain concentrated on your breath, the light will last longer. Because your concentration on the breath does not break. So it lasts longer. Lasts for example 10 seconds, then gradually 20 seconds, 5 minutes, then 10 minutes. And for some people, the light appear different colors. Some purple color, some yellow color, some red color. Color is not so important. Color produced by our perception, our sanya. So different person perceive differently. That's why the color change according to meditator's perceptions. So color not important. Don't care about the color. Okay. What's important is stable. The nimitta must stable. That is most important. Okay. So don't care about the light, you remain concentrated here. For some meditator, if the breath does not become subtle, if the breath remains very gross, then the fourth stage, you make a determination. Make a determination. May my breath become subtle. You incline your mind. Incline your mind to make your breath become subtle. This also helps you to make the mind subtle. Okay. So when your mind become more and more, your breath become more and more subtle, the mind also become more and more quiet. Sometimes you cannot feel the nose. No more nose. Don't go and find the nose. When concentration is deep, you cannot feel the body. you cannot feel the nose. You just know mind and breath, only two things. Mind and breath, nothing else. This is very good stage. Don't get frightened. Where is the body? Don't look for the body. So, then, if you can concentrate well on the breath, you cannot feel the nose, there's no pain, cannot hear the sound, or you can hear the sound but your mind is not disturbed by the sound. Then, gradually, the light from far away will come close, come closer, closer and closer. For somebody, it directly appears under the nostril. For somebody, it comes from sideways above. Different person experience differently. Light, if the light comes from very far, we do not consider it as nimitta. Only the light appear under the nostril, we consider it as nimitta. And nimitta is the object of jhana. Okay. So if the light far away, don't care about it, because it is not the object of our observation. But when the concentration becomes deepened, it will come closer under the nostril here. Some people appear a little bit big, some small. It's okay. Shape is not important. But according to the Visuddhimagga, the first we call parikama nimitta. Parikama nimitta is grey color. When the concentration becomes deeper, it becomes white color like cotton wool. The second one is called ugaha nimitta. And when the concentration becomes deeper and deeper again, this white color becomes diamond, transparent, radiant, shining like sun, like very shining sun, or like morning stars, or like diamond sparkling. But for somebody, it's not so bright. Different person experience differently. What's important is it does not disappear. It remains here for a long time, for half an hour. If it remains here for half an hour, you can start to look at this nimitta. Nimitta is Pali word. The meaning is called sign of concentration. The sign of concentration. It is produced by concentration. Okay. So sometimes the light can be very bright, it hurts your eyes, so you start to shed tears. It's okay, you are not used to it yet. But some light is very gentle, some are very bright, some are very gentle. So for somebody, this nimitta sometimes appear and like pull your attention inside, like magnet, this nimitta like magnet. Pull all your attention inside. You feel like your body will go into the nimitta. And don't get frightened. Don't get frightened. It's very good state. Don't try to pull it out. No, I don't want to go in. Pull it out again. No. I tell you all this in case you encounter such experience, you know how to handle. If not, you miss the chance. So if you let it go, if you can, we call sing into the nimitta, the mind sing inside the nimitta. If you can, the mind, okay, so this one occasion that will happen, but not to everyone. And the second thing it may happen is, so the question is, when can we start to pay attention to nimitta? When? First, when your nimitta is stable, not shake, not move, not change color, stable, then after half an hour, you can start pay attention to nimitta. If you pay attention to nimitta too early, it will disappear. Definitely, it will disappear because the concentration is not deep yet. Then second, sometimes the breathing starts here, and you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Then you feel that nimitta and the breath like unify together. Two become one. Initially, nimitta is one, breath is another one. Two things. As you concentrate on the breath, in, out, nimitta also here. You also in, out. It comes to a point that you feel that your breath and the nimitta unify together. Blends together. Two become one. At this time, you forget the breath. Pay attention to nimitta. Okay? So two occasions. One after half an hour, stable, you can go to nimitta. Another one is when you feel two become one. Then you also can start to look at nimitta. And for somebody, you breathe in, breathe out. The nimitta follow the breath. Breathe out, the nimitta also come out. Breathe in, the nimitta go in. Breathe out, the nimitta. That's nimitta. It's the best nimitta. Definitely nimitta. The nimitta come from the breath. So if you breathe out, the light also come out. Breathe in the light, then you are sure you get the nimitta. 100% nimitta. Okay. So then you just don't follow. Just pay attention here. The light here, the nimitta here. Then your mind will go inside the nimitta. Then you can stay there for a long, long time. For 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Without pain. No pain at all. But after emerge, after for example 3 hours, after come up from this state, you feel pain everywhere. Why? Because when your mind concentrates, the mind cannot feel two things. Okay? When your mind deeply concentrates on the breath, it doesn't mean that the pain is not there. The pain is there, but because your mind absorbs on the nimitta, you cannot feel the pain. Now your mind not far, you keep far away from nimitta, you start to feel the pain everywhere. So this is also normal. It's ordinary, it just happens to everyone. Okay. So when your mind can concentrate deeply on this call, we call paribhaga nimitta. So three types. One is parikamma nimitta. Grey color. Second one is called ugaha nimitta. White color. The third one is called patibhaga nimitta. Counterpart sign. This is transparent, radiant, like morning star, like diamond. Okay. So when you get this one, then you start look at the nimitta, then your mind go deeper, deeper, your mind go with the nimitta together for 1 hour, 2 hours without a break, without restlessness, then you get first jhana. Okay. Before you get first jhana, you will reach upacara samadhi first. Neighborhood concentration. So what's the difference between neighborhood concentration and absorption concentration? Neighborhood concentration, the five jhana factors. You know the five jhana factors? Vitaka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata. Vitaka is application of the mind. Vitaka. Vichara, sustained application of the mind. Piti, rapture or joy. Sukha, happiness. Number five, ekagata, one-pointedness. So these five jhana factors. In upacara samadhi, neighborhood concentration, these five jhana factors are not stable. Not stable. So sometimes before you reach apanna samadhi, absorption concentration, you reach upacara samadhi first. So when you concentrate on your nimitta, sometimes you lose your object. You lose your object, your mind. You reach a stage you do not know anything. You do not know anything. But it's very, very peaceful. Very, very peaceful. After about maybe 5 minutes, for maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds, then you start, you gain your awareness again. Then you start to look at the nimitta. But you reflect, hey, what happened just now? You know, you cannot remember anything. You know it's very peaceful, but you cannot remember anything. This is called falling into bhavanga. The mind falls into bhavanga. So, in the during neighborhood concentration, because five jhana factors are not stable, so the mind sometimes falls into bhavanga. Just like a kid want to learn walking, because the feet is not firm, not stable, so it falls down here, falls down there. So also, in Upacara Samadhi, the five jhana factors are not stable, so the mind very often fall into bhavanga state. But as you keep on practicing, then the feet become strong. The kid's feet become strong, and the jhana factors also become strong. And at that time, the mind will never fall into bhavanga. The mind will steady focus on the nimitta and enter into first jhana for 1 hour, 2 hours without falling into bhavanga. So this is the difference between neighborhood concentration and absorption concentration. Okay? And how to check jhana factors? For example, a meditator, when he enters into jhana, his mind concentrates on nimitta for 2 hours successively. Then after that, he emerged from the jhana, he pay attention on the heart area here, Then he will see if the nimitta here, let's say, nimitta here is triangle. Then when he look at here, here is like mirror. The triangle nimitta here appear here. He will appear here. So if he can see, it's the same. If this round, here also appears round. So he will see the same. If you can feel this one, then at this place, try to look for five jhana factors. First vitaka, second vichara, the third piti, sukha, ekagata, five jhana factors. One by one first. Then if he's sure, he understands this five jhana factor, then he knows he's in the first jhana. And what is the meaning of jhana? Jhana means burn away all hindrances. What are the hindrances? There are five hindrances. What are the hindrances? Number one, kama, chanda, nivarana, sensual desire. Hindrances, ukai, okay. So jhana means burn away five hindrances. Number one, sensual desire. Number two, ill will. Number three, sloth and torpor. Number four, restless and remorse. Number five, doubt. Doubt, for example here. Practicing my concentrate on this breath, I can attain jhana? No, I can't. Doubt, without this and doubt that. This, then you will never attain jhana. So you must clear all these five hindrances first. Only then your mind can settle on the nimitta or on the breath. Okay, so this first jhana, I think should be enough. Okay, what's the benefit to practice samatha? What's the benefit? There are few benefits. Number one, to see things as they really are. When the mind is well, when you develop concentration, the mind becomes very pliant, very soft, pliant, wieldy, and easy to shape, like a heated gold. The gold is very hard, but if you heat the gold with fire, it becomes soft. So you can shape, you can make a shape of ring, necklace, whatever shape you want, you can do it. So also the mind. The mind once is one is trained to become concentrated, the mind become very pliant, soft. You want to go to vipassana, become very easy. A mind without concentration is very rigid, very rigid, very hard, difficult to do what you want. So the first benefit is, with concentration, Buddha say, a person who has concentrated mind see things as they really are. This is the first benefit. The second benefit is the basic, this jhana concentration is the basic for supernatural power. Many people interested in supernatural power. Many of my audience told me, sister, if you want to have big, large audience, you talk about supernatural power. 1,000 will come. Unfortunately, this is not my intention. Okay, so concentration, jhana concentration, especially fourth jhana, up to arupa jhana, immaterial jhana, number fifth is akasa nanchayatana jhana, space. Then consciousness, nothingness, neither perception nor non-perception, up to arupa jhana. Okay. So the second benefit, this jhana, especially fourth jhana, is the basic for development of psychic power. We have five types of psychic power. Number one is dipachaku, divine eyes. Divine eyes can see this person pass away, where he reborn. He reborn in a four woeful state, or he reborn in the heaven, or he reborn in the immaterial world. Divine eye can see. And divine eye can know what karma he performed that bring him to reborn in heaven. So this is called divine eye. Number two, divine ear. Can hear very far. For example, you speak ear about your teacher far away. The teacher here can hear. Divine ear. And also can hear all the sounds, all the tiny, tiny worms in the body, all the sound produced by the tiny worm. Also divine ear can hear. Okay. Number third, pube niwasa nusati, recollecting one's past life. Not only one life, two life, 10. Billions life ago, billion of past life, billion times ago. For example, from first, second, third, up to 40 lifetime, 50 lifetime, 60 lifetime, up to 100 lifetime, 1,000 lifetimes. If a person can recollect their past life so far, what's the benefit? What's the purpose to see one's past life? I have.
So you know the cause and effect.
Good. Okay. I have one, my friend. She's very good in recollecting her past life. Before that, she's a lay person, lay woman, you know. After she recollected her past life for many, many lifetimes, after that, she said, I want to become nun. I want to become nun. Why? Because what she saw, only dying, living, dying, living, dying, you know. One lifetime, pass away, another life, pass away, another life. Endless. No end. Endless. So she became so disgusted towards life, towards rebirth. So she immediately became nun. So the benefit of seeing one's past life is to get disenchantment towards life. Only then we want to escape from life. We want to be liberated from the round, from the cycle of birth and death. And while we're collecting one's past life, you see, oh, what that karma we perform. Then we we go to the self. Sometimes from the self we go up to the heaven again. From heaven we go to animal world. From animal world we go to, you know, heaven again. From heaven we go to Brahma world. From Brahma world we go down to human. From human we go to hell again. No end to it. No end to it. So we will become disgusted. So we also see the cause and effect. So this is the benefit of recollecting one's past life. And number four. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, number four. Psychic power is what? Idiveda, huh? Idiveda, we call Idiveda. Okay. Idiveda, this is very powerful. Maybe 10,000, only one person can do it. Dipachaku, divine eye is easy. Recollecting one's past life is also very easy. Divine ear also easy. This Idiveda is very difficult. Idiveda, there are many types. For example, you can stretch your hand, stretch and touch the moon. You can fly in the sky. You know, you go into the fourth jhana. You go into the fourth jhana. After emerge from the fourth jhana, you make a wish. May this space become earth, and the space will become earth. So you can walk. You walk on the earth, but people see you walk in the sky. Because you change the space to become earth. So also the wall, you can walk through the wall. So you make a wish, may this make a space in the wall. You make a wish. After emerge from fourth jhana, you make a wish, may the wall, may there a space in the wall. So you can walk through the wall, but people only see the wall. Then you can go into the water, walk on the water, and fly in the sky. So Idiveda, you can change, for example, one person here, you can change to 1,000. This is Sister Susila, you know. You can change 1,000 Sister Susila here. So Idiveda are very wide. And the last one, what's the last one? There are five psychic power. No. Now, Jing Tong is the sixth. Psychic power is this one. I also forgot another one. It's Ta Jing Tong. Okay. Penetrating of other people's mind. Penetrating of other people's mind. My teacher didn't encourage his student to practice this psychic power. Why? He usually encouraged people to practice recollecting of one's past life, because it's very helpful for one's spiritual path. But penetrating into other people's mind, he usually didn't encourage. Why? He said when you penetrate into other people's mind, all greed, hatred and delusion, jealousy, greed, hatred, you become so disappointed. You become so discouraged. So what for? You see other people's refinements. No? What for? See other people's refinements. See your own refinement enough. So that's why he didn't encourage people to practice this one. Okay, this is the benefit of jhana concentration. To help, it's a basic for psychic power. Then another benefit is for the pleasant abiding here and now. What is the meaning of pleasant abiding here and now? For example, a meditator, after emerge from jhana, he went to vipassana. He went to vipassana, five aggregates. Whatever he sees, only arising, passing away, arising, passing away, impermanent, suffering, non-self, impermanent, suffering, non-self. He becomes so tired, don't want to see anymore. Because the vipassana jnana, vipassana insight, knowledge becomes so sharp. Whatever he sees, only arising, passing away, arising, passing away. So the mind gets so tired. So what to do? then enter into jhana, go into the jhana, so stay there, abiding, pleasant abiding here and now. If you don't have jhana, then how? Because you see whatever you see arising, passing away, you become so disgusted, you become so tired, and you don't want to see anymore. And if you don't have jhana, how to keep the mind in a wholesome state? So if you have jhana, you forget the vipassana first, go inside the jhana, go into the jhana, and stay there comfortably, called pleasant abiding here and there. Even the arahant, you know. So, arahant and anagami, they reach a state we call cessation, nirodha samapatti, the cessation of mind, body, temporary. So because they get so tired, arahant, their wisdom so sharp, whatever they see only impermanent, arising and passing away. So sometimes the mind gets so tired. So they want to stop the mind. So they enter into a state we call nirodha samapatti, cessation. Cessation stage. At that, when he entered into that stage, the mind temporarily cut off, stopped. The mind cannot stop one. Mind one rising, passing away one after another, cannot stop. Only anagami and arahant who has eight samapatti can enter into this stage only.